In 2011, Marilyn Omofunke Torres and her mom live together in Phoenix. Her mother is originally from Puerto Rico, but has lived in the U.S. since she was a teenager. One evening, after Marilyn got home from work, her mother wasn't home. And Marilyn started to worry until her mom called her from the San Carlos Apache Nation.
I said, "How did you get to the San Carlos Reservation with the Apache community?" So she proceeds in how Puerto Ricans talk, which is really fast and very short breath. Ay, me cogieron. Querían que yo viera. What's going to happen? No, una ceremonia. Yo no sé decirte. No te apures. Vengo en tres días. I'm coming back in 3 days. I said, okay. Mother's coming back in 3 days. She's with the Apache Nation in a ceremony. She made friends with a Native American Apache woman. And it turned out that she wanted my mother to experience something unique. You see, my mother, by the blessing of the ancestors of the Apache Nation, was being given an opportunity to experience and also undergo her own rite of passage as a 70-year-old woman. And sure it was about Sunday morning, my cell phone rings, and she says, "I want to go back to Puerto Rico. I want to go home." And I said, "Okay, mommy, I'll take you home." We made all the arrangements. We shipped her car, her clothes, everything. And you can only imagine a Puerto Rican woman with lots of boxes. But she was not prepared for the fast-paced changes of everything that had occurred. Highways, McDonald's, Walmart. She wasn't prepared for all those things that were no longer the island that she grew up with. But she wasn't also prepared for the reality that she had changed. And so for 4 years, I got phone calls of tears and crying and this and that. She was no longer happy. She had lost her connection to the island. And so my mother began to make plans to come back to America. And it took her 4 years, but ultimately this fall, she waited and she paid for her Toyota little car and got it over on the boat here. And when she landed, she said, "Yo estoy aquí, I'm here to stay." I thank the Apache Nation because you see, they gave my mother the rite of passage that taught her how to complete her journey, her home to herself, the United States of America. Thank you.
Marilyn Omofunke Torres is a faculty member at the South Mountain Community College Storytelling Institute. You can hear more stories like this at our next night of live storytelling. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to participate in one of our upcoming nights, visit storytellersproject.net.